We just sat with the assistant commissioner and said, like, they need more cultural awareness for the staff. Like, they're pretty disrespectful here, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we're always butting heads with them. I know we're not supposed to put the jail down, but it is what it is. Same old stuff, you know. Every day they're doing something different, but you don't see a change, you know. It's just repetitive. Like, all these people keep coming in, but it's like, they say where voices are heard and all that, but, like, we don't see it change. Like, it's just a reliving it. And it doesn't matter who it is. And, like, they keep saying the same stuff.
Yeah, you know?
So we're kind of sick of hearing, like, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. Oh, yeah, we'll do it. Oh, yeah, we'll change. Oh, this will happen. That doesn't happen. It's hard to explain things to a white man that doesn't know, like, why we have our smoking ceremonies or why we want to get together and cleanse and why we want to, like, but, and then when we say, like, can we finish our fire? They're like, nah, go back, treating us like idiots, you know, like, turn the bloody alarm off and let us continue with our thing, you know, and then we all come together as a group and we had a photo taken and they're like, nah, you're not having that photo, like, that's part of healing, or that's, you know, that was us, that's everyone we did it with, and so little things like that, you know, like, they just need to be more aware of, like, what our culture is, like, not what they think it is, sort of thing, not what they want to give us or what they want to be seen as, you know.
You need to make it happen.
The general manager is pretty supportive of us. So is the supervisor in our unit. Like, he's pretty supportive. If we're entitled to it, they will make it happen, sort of thing. But it's the lower level people that will just say no. And then, like, if you try to take it above them, they still say no.
Yeah.
And then it's like they have to back each other up. So they'll say no even further ahead, you know. And it's just like,
but we still need more.
Yeah, I said the other day, we need, like, when the AWO, and that isn't here, maybe they need some ISOs, like the Indigenous Support Officers, so that way it's like there's still an officer, but, like, they're more aware about us and our culture. So, like, if we can't get a hold of Clint or Karina, we can be like, get an ISO here so we can talk to them, and, like, they know more about what we feel and when we feel it and how we want to be, sort of thing. So, like, yes. I think that's something that they need to put in. And we put that forward to them the other day and said, like, that needs to change. I need to bring more of them in and not just rely on AWO and ALO, because, like, they got a whole jail to run. They can't just come running when someone needs them. They got all their paperwork, funerals, whatever to do. So, like,
yes. There
has to be someone below them that can come and fill in when they are too busy, you know? Like, yeah.
Do you think it's getting any better at all?
Yeah.
Is it going backwards? Or?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, maybe a little bit getting better.
Do you think you're being heard?
Not all the time. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. Sometimes they make out, they listen, but no, they don't. They don't. Not all the time. That's kind of like the biggest argument, sort of thing. Like, the boys will tell you, I'm pretty vocal when it comes to culture and, push it as far as you can, sort of thing. We go outside the prison as well, but, like, as soon as you start going outside the prison, so they just move you on somewhere else, then it's like you go there and it's like they just move you on to another prison, so that issue's gone, the reoccurrence sort of things.